the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 9th day of January. Your prepper tip of the day. I know you're ahead of us, 2017. I want you to work on building your team. Your team might be your significant other, maybe siblings, maybe adult children, close friends, people you go to church with, co-workers. It doesn't matter, people you went to school with. Build your team. A neighborhood team would be a good thing. We're building a neighborhood team here in my neighborhood. Work together, train together, socialize. It's all part of it to build your team and get ready for whatever might be coming our way. So that's your prepper tip of the day. We were hoping that Sam Andrews would call in. Apparently he has not. And if he does, we'll have him on. In the meantime, we'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. In case you are not aware of it, we've got at the port of Bremerhaven, Germany, offloading of American heavy artillery, heavy battle tanks, Bradley fighting vehicles, personnel carriers. We've got 50 Black Hawk helicopters, 10 Chinook C-47 helicopters, more Apache helicopters. I'm just going through a list of things here that have been arriving in Germany to be shipped over to Poland and Lithuania. It's certainly the Russians would be seeing this as a provocation, as rightly they should. We've got a new president taking office here a week from Friday. I think he may do a recall of this heavy equipment. I hope he does. We don't need to be provocating and poking a stick at the Russian bear. That is not wise. A lot of speculation about what this means. It is not good. None of it's good. Moving on down the line, we've got Germans protesting the arrival of these U.S. forces in Europe. A little segue here. The weather in Europe, Southern Europe and Eastern Europe, has become unusually tough for the wintertime. Up to 2 meters of snow in parts of southern and central and eastern Europe. 2 meters is more than 6 feet. It's actually right at 7 feet. A meter is about 3 feet, 6 inches, if I recall correctly. It's really at 7 feet of snow. That's some serious snow, to say the least. In Italy, Romania, Hungary, Bosnia, Herzegovina, Croatia, Turkey, Greece, Crete, Bulgaria, the Balkans, Adriatic. Central Italy seems to be, central and southern Italy seem to be some of the worst hit areas. Moving on the other side of the planet, it's still summertime in the southern hemisphere, obviously, middle of summer. We got summer snow in New Zealand. How about that? Australia, British Columbia. Snow on the beaches of the Mediterranean Sea in Greece and Italy. So we're having some truly bizarre weather, to say the least. If you want to know what's going on, or I should say, why it's going on, there's a couple of articles on my website you can read. Several, actually. One article, it's only about 3 pages long, that I wrote. It's titled, "The Gulf Stream Has Stopped." It's very important. And reading this in the order I give them would be helpful. The Gulf Stream has stopped. Next article you want to read, I did not author it. It was paid for with your tax dollars, Department of Defense. And here's it's a real catchy title, as I frequently say. An Abrupt Climate Change Scenario and Its Implications for United States National Security. Department of Defense hired these two researchers to find out the consequences, to do research, find out the consequences, and write a report on what they found out. The consequences of two possible future scenarios. First possible future scenario, that would be the Gulf Stream slowing down dramatically. Number one. Number two, the Gulf Stream stopping completely and the consequences of that. Now, it's good journalism to make no assumptions. I cannot assume you know what the Gulf Stream is. It was given its name by Benjamin Franklin about 200 years ago. The scientists call it the North Atlantic Thermohaline Conveyor. Warm water coming out of the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean, going up the east coast of Florida, past Georgia, past South Carolina, gets to about Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and starts going east by northeast towards the British Isles. And up until June 12, 2010, for more centuries than we know, the Gulf Stream went all the way across the North Atlantic to the British Isles, England, Ireland, Scotland, where it split, some continuing north to the Scandinavian countries, some going south to warm up the coast of France. That all ended. It came to a screeching halt June 12th, 2010. Now, when you read the paper about the thermohaline conveyor, abrupt climate change paper, once you read it, after gaining the knowledge that the Gulf Stream has in fact stopped, that's what makes it so scary. Because when the paper was written, the Gulf Stream was still doing its thing. It had a reduced mass and velocity, and the scientists had been noticing a incremental reduction in mass and velocity for quite a few years. I don't know how many years, but quite a few. And they knew that some point in the future it would be stopping, and the reason it would stop was because of the introduction of fresh water into the oceans, reducing the salinity of the oceans. In a way, I was grateful when I came across this information. It's a lot easier to tell people to go to the U.S. Navy website to verify what I'm saying than it is to encourage them to read several thousand pages written by Dr. Velikowski and my friend Professor McCanning and people like Zachariah Sitchin, because people aren't going to do that. But going to the U.S. Navy website and seeing an image of the Gulf Stream having, in fact, stopped, and then seeing a screen capture from before the Gulf Stream stopped, that's something people actually will do, and many have done. We got a caller on hold here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. I'm sorry I'm back. I was thinking I was catching you and Sky Huddleston on at the same time, and I just had one quick statement about Mr. Huddleston's product and his work, and if it's okay with you.
Absolutely. Go for it. I know you got one of the
songs. Well, I do. I'm a proud owner of a rocket stove, a rocket heater. I, for my entire adult life, I have been commercial wood repair artist and a finisher, and you work at these commercial levels, and these commercial managers don't accept anything but top-notch work. You can try something else if you want to, but you won't get paid. When I ordered the rocket stove, I knew that it was going to be a functioning device and that it was going to do exactly what they said it was going to do from a mechanical point of view. I had no idea that these guys were capable of such a level of work. The thing is a mechanic's dream. I mean, not only were the welds, the welds these guys are throwing don't get any better. I don't care if it's coming from John Deere or whatever. The paint job is beautiful. These whole things, they're not just functional, they're actually pretty. And I just want to say, it blew me away. I wasn't expecting that. But I sure appreciated it, and that was kind of all I wanted to say about that.
Well, us barefoot hillbillies can do something right once in a while, can't we, Rick?
Dang, this is a case where it's right. Yeah, this is a classy example. Yeah. All right, and with regard to the planning thing, all I was really trying to express to these people is, if you think you're going to get into gardening after the grid goes down, you're probably making a terrible mistake. You need to find out what's working in your area now, right now this year, and hopefully it's not too late. Find out how you can produce food and keep mimicking that. And this is a great show. I'm having a lot of fun this morning. I appreciate you helping me. Yeah, I appreciate you helping me get along today. All right.
Anytime, Rick.
Thanks,
we appreciate the call. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, bye. Oh, all right.
Call number is 800-313-9443. Before Rick called, I was talking about how I was, in a way, grateful to find out the consequences of the Gulf Stream having stopped, that in fact it did stop, that it's easily provable to anybody with an open mind, willing to look at verifiable, solid evidence from the United States Navy. And here's the deal. At my website, there's a link to go to the U.S. Navy website. There'll be a warning come up. Warning, warning. If you go here, your computer's going to explode. Don't bother. Don't pay attention to that. It's routine on many of these government websites that they have that. U.S. Navy publishes a brand new map every 24 hours showing ocean surface temperatures. That's what you'll find there. The temperatures shown as reds and yellows for warmer temperatures and blues and purples for colder temperatures. We also have at the same place on my website a screen capture of the same website taken before June 12, 2010. This is very important evidence because it shows the Gulf Stream doing what it had been doing for more centuries than we know, going all the way across the North Atlantic to the England, Ireland, Scotland. And with this technology, I have to admit, some of this technology befuddles me, such as tweets. I don't know what tweets and Twitter is. I know it exists, but I don't really could care less, quite frankly, even if President Trump, President-elect Trump, is making use of it. But we have another link on my website on the left page to two radio shows that we did with myself, Ann Morrison, and Dr. Bill Deagle. The last two Fridays of July 2010, third hour. Last two Fridays of July 2010, third hour. We interviewed Dr. Luigi Anni Zangari. Dr. Zangari is a PhD scientist living and working in Italy with other scientists in North America and Europe. I assume he's still working. You know, we're coming up on 7 years. On nothing but the Gulf Stream. That's all they work on is the Gulf Stream and the consequences of what the Gulf Stream is or is not doing. That first interview, he told us, we think the Gulf Stream may have stopped. We're not sure. We need to redo our calculations and report back. Well, he reported back the following Friday, which would be the fourth Friday of July 2010. He reported that the Gulf Stream had in fact stopped June 12, 2010. Now, when you watch the film, if you haven't seen it before, you need to watch it again the day after tomorrow. That's what the film begins with, is these scientists in Scotland, these three scientists, monitoring the North Atlantic. They're monitoring the Gulf Stream is what they're doing. And they have these buoys out there in the ocean. These buoys are sending radio signals back, giving the temperature, the water, the wind velocity, and whatever sensors they had, but primarily the temperature of the water is what they were reporting back. Now, you don't need to be in a scientific research center in Scotland to be able to do this. You can do this yourself. If you have internet access, you can do this yourself and monitor these same buoys. So the scientists are monitoring the buoys, and one has a dramatic temperature drop of whatever it was, 10 or 20 degrees. And they're tapping on the equipment thinking it's a malfunction. And they go back to watching soccer. And a few minutes later, another one drops. And a few minutes after that, another one drops. And then there's a cascade of basically all the buoys in the North Atlantic having a dramatic temperature drop. That's when, in the film at least, that's when the Gulf Stream stops. Now let's back up a bit. Salt water behaves differently than fresh water. It does. And there's been many scientific experiments conducted in the same manner with the same outcome. If you take a tank 10 feet wide, 10 feet tall, 100 feet long, with water the same salinity as normal ocean water, and make that fairly cold, let's say 45 degrees, and you inject a 4-inch column under pressure of warm water, let's say 75 degrees, at one end of that 100-foot-long tank, a thermal barrier will develop around that 4-inch blast of water between the warm and the cold, and that warm water will move all the way through that tank, 100 feet long, as a uninterrupted mass, and get to the other end, it'll still be that same more or less 4-inch diameter. It may spread out a bit, but it'll still be a cohesive matter moving through that tank. And the thing, what changes the oceans is melting freshwater ice from Greenland and the Antarctic. Almost all the melting ice in the Arctic is floating salt water. There's some fresh snow there, but the majority of it is floating salt water. So it doesn't affect the salinity or the levels of the oceans, either one. That's what's caused the Gulf Stream to stop, is the reduction of the salinity of these oceans. Well, we're going to do a segue here, and my friend Sam Andrews has come on board. Sam is the proprietor of Tier 1 in Eureka, Missouri. I've known Sam since 1994, and he's a go-to guy if you want a custom rifle built, if you want to get the latest skinny on optics, whether it's regular optics or thermal imaging or night vision. He's a go-to guy. His shop, Tier 1, is open Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 5 p.m., and here's the telephone number, 636-587-9223. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John. Good to be with you.
Good to have you with us, sir. I want to talk a little bit about optics. We have a break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the homepage, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peter stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 9th of January, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Tier 1. Sam, we didn't discuss this in advance, so you're going to go in this cold. I want to have a discussion about optics, specifically the following type of rifle scopes with an illuminated reticle that would be dependable and reliable at two different price points. One price point would be $1,000 or less. The other price point would be $500 or less. That could hold up to the recoil, of course, of a 308 or 223. So I know I'm kind of throwing this at you cold, but that's the direction I want to go this morning.
Well, the best scope out there with a lighted reticle that will handle multiple recoil hits from large rifles is the Night Force. And the ATAC-R and the NXS lines are probably the best, but they're over your $1,000 price point.
Right.
Now, Bushnell makes an elite scope and a tactical line scope that are under $1,000 with some of the models that are very good. Under $500, there's a number of different designs, Bushnell, Burris, Nikon, that have lighted dots or lighted reticles that are under $500, but they're probably limited in all seriousness to the 223. I'm not sure I'd want to bank on them holding up with a 308 or 30-06 over an extended period of time.
Gotcha. Now, I was at a competition. It's been a couple of years ago at a range in southern Missouri, and I was talking to some of the competitors, and they were basically had mostly 308, some 223 shooting it at pretty good sized, at pretty good distances. But they were recommending Vortex as a line of scopes that would be reliable and hold up to the recoil and give a good performance. The whole Vortex line. Do you have any thoughts on those?
Well, the Vortex line is actually better than a lot of the other Chinese manufactured scopes. See, a lot of American companies now have their scopes manufactured in China or Taiwan. And the Vortex line is actually a pretty decent line. Optically, I'd give them an above average rating, and certainly the strength of the erector tube assembly under recoil and their tracking mechanism. And some of their scopes on the Vortex line even have a locking mechanism. So once you get the erector tube zeroed, you can then lock it into place. Now you have to unlock it before you make an adjustment in windage or elevation, but for a competitor, that's a really nice feature to have.
It is. And these guys took their, you know, as many men and women do when they get involved in a hobby, they get really involved in wanting to be competitive and be successful in their chosen hobby. So they're always looking to get whatever, the best equipment they can for the money. But that's true of most people most of the time for many different pursuits, isn't it?
It is, and when you're looking for a rifle scope, its ability to track and hold it zero under recoil is extremely important. And we have a test for that. If you'd like me to talk about that, we can
I don't think we got time before the next break, which is less than 2 minutes, but when we come back from the break, we'll give that test, because you can give an accurate description so people can do this at their own range, can't you?
Absolutely. It's a simple test, pass or fail.
Okay. Well, before the break, I know Night Force has come out with a entry-level scope that is dramatically less expensive. What do you know about it, sir?
Well, we haven't tested those yet, so I can't give any specific information about that scope.
Okay, other than it exists. Here's our break. We'll be back. Everybody stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 9th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. We have a lot of interesting things there that you can inform yourself about, educate yourself, entertain yourself. And, of course, the energy cleaner. I'm taking delivery of new energy cleaners this week. My mattress pad distributor is getting all caught up this week. I'm taking delivery of about 20 one day this week to get all these back orders out the door before Saturday, I hope. And you need to check this out. If you've got arthritis pain, back pain, if you're not getting a great night's sleep, well, the energy cleaner will probably help you. If it doesn't, I do something your health care provider is highly unlikely to do. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. How about that? I use mine every night. I'm pretty active around the ranch here. Those 3-foot diameter boulders don't jump into the bucket of the Kubota by themselves. I have to push them in there. Up and down ladders, on my knees on concrete, doing concrete work, painting, carpenter work. I go to bed with minor aches and pains. I wake up pain-free, and you can also check out the energy cleaner at my website, thelibertyman.com. The factory-made fitted mattress pads go with the energy cleaner. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Mr. Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Tier 1. He's open for business. He can, if you decide to have him build a rifle for you, You can have it shipped to a farms dealer near your home for a pickup. It's a simple process that he's done many times. His shop is open Wednesday through Saturday. Office hours at the shop are noon to 5 p.m. And the office telephone number is 636-587-9223. I say again, 636-587-9223. We got a caller on hold here, Sam. Before we get to your verbal demonstration of how to check these scopes, we'll take this question from Mark in Philadelphia. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'd just like to I do have a question for Sam. I'm going to get to that in a second. I'd like to bring everybody up to speed here. I recently met a friend here in the Philadelphia area who grew up in the area, and his father worked for the U.S. Navy Yard. He was a machinist. He was like one of the top machinists back when the Navy Yard was a going operation with 60,000 Americans employed there. My new friend, his name's Fred, and he became a machinist himself also, and he moved out to Fort Worth, and he went to work for General Dynamics, which then became Lockheed Martin, and he was a machinist there. And he worked there from the mid-'80s to the late 90s, and he said when he left, there were 3,000 machinists working there. He said, he asked me recently, hey, how many do you think are working there now? I said, well, I have no idea, probably less than 3,000. He says, 25. 25 machinists working at that same facility. I said, what's up with that? He says, well, the parts are being made everywhere else, and then they're being sent as sub-assemblies and then assembled at that facility. I said, well, that's interesting. That's what's wrong with America. We can't make our own parts. We're in trouble. Another thing I'd like to bring up to speed here. I recently wanted to ask, is Sam a veteran? Are you a veteran, Sam?
No, sir. Never served in the U.S. military.
Okay, I just wondered. Well, I do have a question for you about a caliber, but I wanted to bring this up to you, John, also. And that is that another friend of mine who served about the same time I did in the Navy, he actually steered the carrier. Okay, he was a bosun's mate, and he steered the carrier. Okay, so I asked him about something about our history, about something that happened in 1967. Oh, by the way, Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you both and all the rest of the listeners. This is the 50-year anniversary coming up on June 8th, 1967, of when a certain ally, our number one bestest buddy, attacked our ship, the USS Liberty, and they said at first they denied it, and then they said it was mistaken identity. Well, here's the facts that most people don't know about, unless you're in the military. There's a signal that's sent out from ships to our allies, both other ships and aircraft, to let them know it's friend or foe, and we're friend. And they even had that in 1967. But yet Israel tells us that it was a mistaken identity. We need to really bring this to the forefront. We need to beat the drum on this because now I served from 78 to 82. My brother served 69 to 71 in Vietnam, like you yourself, John. And also I recently found out that I was adopted. My natural father and my grandfather both served in World War II. And so it is a big deal. We got to protect our fellow veterans. So they're bringing out a movie about the USS Liberty later this year, closer to the anniversary, and we need to support that. So anyway, the question I have for Sam is this, which do you think is a better round, the 6.5 Grendel or the 6.5 Creedmoor?
Yeah, that's a good question. Happy New Year to you, by the way. The 6.5 Grendel is a better cartridge, and I'll tell you why. If you're interested in accuracy, and most people with rifles instead of shotguns are, the 6.5 Grendel is available. You can get better brass for it. So just that fact alone, that you can buy Lapua brass, gives it a significant advantage in accuracy. And I think overall the powder volumes are fairly similar, so I don't think there's a big difference ballistically. But if you're talking about owning a gun and you're interested in accuracy, I would definitely favor the 6.5 Grendel.
Okay. Well, great. Right. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Thank
okay,
you.
Mark.
Thank you, John,
for the call. Thank you for the call. And that's what you bring to the table, Sam, is knowledge of these engineering nuances that are almost impossible to find out otherwise. I subscribe to three different firearms publications, and I read a lot and online as well. And this is the kind of stuff that is very difficult to find, isn't it, Sam?
Well, it is. And the problem with the culture is that they rely on the Internet. And the people that really know, that have real technical knowledge, they're not writing on the Internet. They're working.
Right, right, right. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if you want access to custom-built rifles, you do custom ammunition as well, don't you, Sam?
Yes, we could certainly point you in the right direction on that.
Okay, well, I know you've got how many presses set up at your place to do loading?
Six?
12? Okay.
Well, we've got seven progressives, and we've got a couple of 50-cal presses and a number of single-stage presses, depending on the size of the order and what we're loading.
Right, right. Well, I've had some of the ammunition that you loaded there, and it's performed quite well. And all these things work together. I know anytime I'm in your shop, and I might one day this week be coming by the way, it's frequently there'll be off-duty law enforcement people, or sometimes even on-duty, stopping by just to say howdy, that are stopped by to either visit or place an order or pick up product, right?
Well, there are a number of agencies, including the Secret Service, including SWAT teams around the country, that use some of the technology that we've developed and the products that we manufacture.
Well, that has to be reassuring to know that people can have access, just as us regular barefoot hillbilly peasants can have access to the same technology that the Secret Service and the FBI uses. That's very reassuring, Sam, and I want to thank you for making that available to us. Well, New Year's coming up here. People, it's too cold to be outside in our part of the country very long right at the moment, but there's going to be some training coming up here soon for a lot of people, and they'll be dusting off those rifles with scopes on them, and there's a system to check out the scope and see if it meets the standards. And tell us about that and how it works.
Yeah, let me give you a quick rundown. A rifle scope generally is a tube inside of a tube. The inner tube is held up against V-blocks by a spring. The adjustment knobs are nothing more than a threaded screw that push on the V-blocks to adjust the position of the inner tube. So when you fire a rifle, the recoil allows the tube to move against the spring and the V-blocks, and hopefully the spring returns it back to its original position. If it does, then the scope holds zero. Now, how do we test that in the real world? We get the gun zeroed very accurately, then we go to a clean sheet of paper. We fire the first shot in the center of the target. We dial 4 minutes left, 4 minutes up at 100 yards. We dial, and then we shoot the second shot. Then we dial 8 minutes right, and we shoot the third shot. Then we dial 8 minutes down and shoot the fourth shot. Then we dial 8 minutes left and shoot the fifth shot. And then we dial 4 minutes right and 4 minutes up back to where the first shot was, and we fire the last shot, and hopefully put the last shot through the first hole as the first shot. Now
all the while, let me get some clarification here. All the while, you're still aiming. Your point of aim doesn't change.
Exactly. You aim at the center dot, the very first thing that you shot at, and you just dial the scope. Now, what you'll end up with is at 100 yards is an 8-inch square that looks like a 5 on a dice head. If you don't have a square, if it's a parallelogram or some other odd shape, then your tracking mechanism failed. It's not worthy of long-range shooting, or it's not capable of handling a cartridge of the recoil that you're shooting it on. But it's a pass-fail test. You either get a square with a dot in the middle, or you don't.
Now, that's assuming that the rifleman who's shooting it has the skill sets necessary to hold that rifle steady at precisely the right moment, each time it's fired, doesn't it?
Well, you certainly do a test like this from a supported position. You've got the forearm of the rifle on a sandbag or on a bipod, and you've got a rear bag underneath the rear of the rifle, so it's absolutely dead steady.
Well, I started using a rear bag, which is there are different names. I call it a bean bag because they feel like beans, but they're actually little plastic pellets in a canvas bag. And you hold that under the butt end of the rifle between that and the table, the shooting bench, and squeeze or release to change the elevation on the rifle, don't you?
That's the common technique used by snipers. And by the way, monopods in the rear do not work. Don't use those. They mess up the barrel harmonics of the gun. Use a bag in the manner that you just described.
I've never been attracted to the monopods. I didn't have the knowledge you just gave me, but it just struck me as something that would be awkward to try to even use one.
Well, it's probably the worst thing invented for long-range shooting, but they're awfully popular with the crowd that doesn't really know what they're doing.
Oh, well, I guess I inadvertently stumbled upon the right decision not to get one, because if I thought they would work, I would have had and got one, but I didn't. So if anybody listening has a monopod on the back end of that buttstock, they need to just remove it and sell it on eBay, don't they?
Well, it'll make you steadier for a 100-yard shot, but it'll give you more vertical dispersion at long range, 3, 4, 5, 6, 800 yards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you're only using that rear monopod for 100 yards or less, it would perform, but out past that, it starts causing issues, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's really important to control vertical dispersion. So, you know, once you get past 100, 200 yards, that the utility of the monopod drops off drastically.
Well, that's valuable information. That right there by itself is worthy of the entire hour that we're spending together. The knowledge that these monopods lose their effectiveness once you get much past 100 yards. That's very good knowledge.
Yeah, and the square test thing is an extremely important thing. If you haven't done a square test to verify that your scope stays, keeps its integrity under the level of recoil of the rifle you have mounted that scope to, you probably need to do that. I think there's going to be a lot of shocked listeners when they do a square test and realize their scope doesn't really work as they thought it did.
Well, the whole area of optics is something that changes so fast. I just realized last week, a thermal imaging scope that a friend of mine bought 3 years ago for $12,000. The equivalent scope now is less than $6,000, only 3 years later. But that's what we're seeing a lot of, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, it used to be high-end Gen 4 night vision was $4,500, and a high-end thermal scope was $17,000 to $25,000. Now you can get one of the best thermal scopes made for about $9,200, and you can get a really good one for about $6,400.
Right. It's amazing. But anything involving transistors, resistors, and diodes and so forth seems to get incrementally smaller, better, and less expensive, doesn't it?
Technology has really made a difference. We have thermal engines today that are four times the resolution of the best rifle-mountable stuff we had 5 years ago.
That's incredible. But it's not surprising, because it's just the nature of the technology, the way it moves forward. If you got a question or comment for Sam related to these items, give us a call at 800-313-9443. What do you see on the horizon for rifles and ammunition coming up this coming year here, Sam?
Well, you know, years ago we started using high technology coatings on barrels, melanating, nitriding processes, low friction, very hard coatings on the internal parts, and now we're starting to see big manufacturers follow our lead and do what we were doing literally a decade ago. But right. You're seeing that technology become more common. You're seeing big manufacturers experimenting with ergonomics on stocks. You're seeing better triggers come from the factory on factory rifles. And those are all good things.
Well, that's the market demand being met by the manufacturers. This is all demand-driven, isn't it?
It really is, because, you know, a custom rifle is not inexpensive, and to be able to get a decently accurate rifle with a reasonably rigid stock with a 3.5 to 4 pound trigger is a heck of a lot better than the flimsy noodle stocks and the terrible triggers that were on guns 3 years ago.
That's right. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store without having to stop and rest. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
All right, we are back. Let's tell we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 9th day of January, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Tier 1, where you can get a custom rifle build, purchasing off-the-shelf rifle, shotgun, or pistol, get custom ammunition, get access to the highest level of knowledge involving firearms and optics and ammunition. Shops open from Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 5 p.m. Central Time. That telephone number is 636-587-9223. Sam, this springtime, people are going to be getting these rifles out of their safes, going to the range. And let's talk a little bit about, you did a carbine clinic down here in my neighborhood a couple of months ago, and I learned in detail how to properly clean a rifle using different products. We've got about 3 minutes here. Let's talk about the proper cleaning of a rifle.
Okay. The proper cleaning of a rifle, which will give you the best care of the rifle's barrel and also the best accuracy and the longest accuracy string without the barrel fouling, goes a little bit like this. You use a powder solvent when the rifle's warm. If you clean the rifle when it's cold, it'll take three times as many solvent and patches through the gun to clean it. So always clean the barrel when it's warm, right after you're done shooting. Don't let the gun sit. You punch three or four wet patches of powder solvent through the bore to get the powder out of the way. Then you run a dry patch through and you insert copper solvent. We use Sweet 762. It's an ammonia-based copper solvent. It removes the copper really quick. If there's copper in your barrel, then there will be a blue color on your patch. If there's blue on the patch, then you put another wet patch of sweeps or copper solvent through the bore. You let it sit for 5 to 7 minutes, and then try it again with a dry patch and see what comes out. Now, once you've got the powder out of the way and you've got the copper out of the way, then you need to get after the carbon ring that's usually in the first 4 to 6 inches of the barrel's throat. And so you're going to use something like JB's bore paste, a mild abrasive that's harder than the carbon but softer than the barrel steel, and you're going to work that back and forth in the throat just ahead of the chamber of the barrel towards the muzzle end. And we try and remove the carbon ring probably every other time we clean the rifle. So you may not have to do it every time depending on how many shots you fired, but you'll definitely want to do it every other time you clean. And use JB's Bore Paste for that. They also make a product called Bore Bright. If you have a match-grade barrel and you don't have a lot of carbon, you can certainly use that. Now, once you've got the powder out of the way, you've got the copper out of the way, you've got the carbon out of the throat area, then you want to dry the barrel and finish it with a synthetic oil. Now, it's important that you use a synthetic oil because of the way it handles the flame temperature of the round when you first shoot the gun.
Mobile 1-0W30. Sam, can you do an email with all those details with a link to your with your phone number for your office? I know you're not using the internet. And I'll get that posted so people can read it and then contact you.
Okay, sounds good.
That'd be great. Thank you. Appreciate it. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.